You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'll tell you what was hot last night, buddy. Baked ziti coming out of my oven. Good night.
Is that your wife's baked ziti?
No, it's my baked ziti.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
We've doctored it up over the years. I mean, God, what was that, like 18 years ago we had you over for baked ziti? It's morphed and changed for sure. It was actually really nice because the last time we made it, we over ziti'd the sauce. We had like an additional big Ziploc bag of sauce, and we just threw it in the freezer for like a night where you needed a quick meal, and we thawed it out, mixed it up with noodles, threw it back in the oven with some cheese, but boom. Nice warm ooey gooey meal last night on a cold night.
Yeah, that's a good winter weather dish right there.
Oh, yeah. We were super excited that we were going to be able to stuff our faces last night on a cold night. So, good time. What'd you guys have for dinner?
I had a piece of chicken.
All right. Delicious dry chicken.
And a salad. Yeah.
What?
Yes. That's, don't.
That was a close please. Second. That's a close second meal.
I'm not denying that you win the meal plan contest for the next probably year.
Listen, so. I'm not going to lie. We had like a loaf of French bread, you know, because I've got to put the butter and the garlic salt and everything. I ate half of it myself. Yeah, the entire half.
There's something about bread that it's worse than crack.
It is.
Like, I think I could kick crack before I could kick bread.
Not that I've ever done crack, but
I think.
Yeah. And, you know, calories don't count on negative temperature nights, so.
Right. Yum, 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 yum. We were catching up yesterday after a long day. I didn't see Gretchen really most of the day. We were catching up. And she goes, I'll tell you what kind of ruined my day. And I was thinking it was one of her piano students, because every once in a while she'll get one that's a real
stinker, huh?
Yeah.
A real pistol.
And she was, and so I said that. She goes, no. She goes, the kids were great today.
Oh, that's good.
She goes, what really pissed me off is that I had to put on makeup twice today.
Oh, the struggle is real. Right. The struggle is real.
And so, of course, naturally, being a dude, I'm like, yeah, well, so what? She goes, you don't understand. She goes, I'm not talking about touch-up. She goes, I actually had to do my makeup
the
twice.
Whole Picasso.
And she goes, you can throw that out there to any woman who listens to your show, and they will tell you that that's not a good day. You want to do that crap once, maybe do a touch-up a couple of times through the day, but you do not want to do the full-blown makeup twice.
100%.
In one day.
I've heard it from Knick Knack many times.
Yeah.
The real stinger is like if she goes through the day and, you know, showers and washes up by, you know, 5 o'clock, let's say, before dinner. And then something goes on, and I couldn't take one of the kids to basketball practice that starts at 7. And so she has to go back upstairs at 7 at night and reapply everything just for an hour of basketball practice or some sort of event.
Basketball practice that she could get away with just a baseball cap and sitting in the top row of the bleachers or
something? Probably, probably. But, you know, she gets all dolled up. And, I've heard, like, oh, it's 7 o'clock at night, I'm putting all my makeup back on.
Yeah.
Just to wash it off in an hour.
I'm trying to remember who once told me that once the bra comes off, the bra's not going back on.
I told you that, actually. That was something I said.
For you. Yeah.
It's funny. The guys don't have an equivalent with this.
No,
we don't understand. I have
for
no idea.
Like, yeah. It was some girlfriend years ago who said that to me. She goes, look, if I come home like 5:30 and I get the bra off, then do not tell me some other plans where I've got to get that back on.
Right.
Because I am not doing that. So it's makeup and brassiere, and dudes get a hall pass on both.
I got nothing.
Women should hate the hell out of us.
Yeah.
And they often do.
We're pretty chill. We'll just throw an old hoodie back on. And
yeah, because I'm sure we will often drop the line. Nah, you look great. You don't have to do anything. And they probably, I mean, we'll get text messages now. Women need to text us. Is that like the worst thing you can hear from a guy? Not the worst, but one of them, because he's just not understanding. We're like, oh, no, you don't need to.
You're
fine. You don't have to put anything back on. You're just fine like that.
Although I've been together so long, I'm usually like, yeah, you probably need a little more cover up. Hashtag married life. Oh, you better put another layer of mascara on.